God is in control. Mm. You know, I just want to pray this morning for those who, you know, are sitting in darkness this morning wondering, is God able? Is God bigger? Does God love me? Those that have been, you know, rendered homeless, devastated, everything they own. They need hope. They really do. It's just such a huge tragedy beyond our comprehension of. So we need a big God. So let's just bow our heads and pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we just come together this morning. And as we worshiped in agreement that you are bigger, you are able, you are in control, we pray for those that are sitting in darkness this morning, literally. No power, no lights, no hope at this present time. But Lord, it's a season of hope. So we pray. We pray for them. Strengthen them with almighty accord to your glorious power in the inner man, Lord, where that hope and strength comes from, Lord. And if there's something that you want to put on our hearts to do, something that we can do, Lord, whether it be financial giving, whether it be whatever it may be, Lord, I want you to show us what we can do to help these people. Amen. Amen. Certainly a tough time. You know, we are in, as you well know, very difficult times. And many years ago, I made this sign. I like making signs. But I made this little sign. You might have seen it hanging around here sometime during Christmas. I may have talked about it. But, you know, it's about what this season is about. You know, it's not as perfect as this sign, but because his love is perfect, because his love is perfect, we can make room in our hearts. We can move over. You know, if we're on the left, we can move a little right. If we're on the right, we can move a little left, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about here, really. That's really, it's about diversity. It's about diversity, you know. And, you know, God really showed me that in a strong way with the Little John family, the Propers. What they bring such a picture of what Oak River Church is about. This diversity that they bring. You know, as I watch Hannah in her going up and down the aisles, you know, it just inspired my heart. That's how we've been limping for a long time, I tell you. But it's like we get the victory in that not quitting, of continuing on, you know, people say, well, this church isn't very diverse. Well, I think we're pretty diverse. We got a woman pastor, you know, some people, that's diverse enough, you know. And we have some black people. How many black people are enough? I don't know, you know. We have an Asian mixed family. I mean, how many Asians are enough, you know? I mean, we have old, we have young, we have Republicans, we have Democrats, you know. I mean, but it's all about making room for everybody. Making room for everybody on these mornings, these Sunday mornings. We may not agree totally, but we're about making room for one another. And how can we move together in power and in love and might in this hour when there's so much separation? So much contention. And that's what this season's about. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about. If you want to turn to the story in Luke 2, and it says, and it came to pass. Aren't you glad it did? Oh, my goodness. I'm glad it came to pass in spite of the whole mess. It came to pass in spite of this whole mess here. It came to pass in those days. What kind of days? To me, the days are really no different than the days we live in right now. There's confusion. There's pain, there's hurt, there's misunderstanding, there's a corrupt government. Not that I'm saying we have a corrupt government. I'm just saying there's corruption in government. You know, there's different intentions. There's all these things going on. And if you want to study this passage of Scripture, it is one of the most contested passages of Scripture. Don't even get into it, I'm telling you. It's amazing. They dispute the time. They dispute who was in power. They dispute who Quirinius was. I mean, they can blow this whole thing away. But see, the thing is that over time, over 2,000 years, it's never been blown away. We're still celebrating it, amen? I mean, it's changed our chronological time. It's changed our belief system. It's changed everything. It's changed our economy. It's changed everything. It still endures. See, I'm not a theologian. I'm a mystic, and I still love the mystery of the story and getting out of the story what the real intent of the story is all about. It's about a miracle in the midst of a mess. It's about a miracle for those who are surrendered to God, like the Little John Proper family. I've watched them move in grace and belief and faith through difficult situations. Lord, strengthen them with almighty accord to your glorious power to continue. They have not quit in the face of adversity. Wow. And I know you don't like to be singled out, but I'm telling you, you're an inspiration to me. You're an inspiration. I think you could have preached today, Willie. I don't know. I mean, it's just been an inspiration to me to watch their faith, to watch their love, to watch their grace, to watch it through this whole thing. And it's a message to us that all things are possible. We can get through this. We can make it through this with the same love and the same grace and the same purpose. That's what this story is all about. What God can do with weak people, broken people. What God can do. And that's how we have to look at it. We can't look at it as you know, absolutely accurate. You know, this is an absolute accurate description of the times, or this was exactly when Jesus was born. I think I love the where it's positioned as we prepare to go into the coming year. Don't you? Just to set our hearts for the coming year. No matter what comes. No matter what happens, we don't have any idea. Oh my goodness, anything could happen. And it says, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all should be registered. So here we have a government system. You know, I like what Sandy said last week. I wrote it down. No government system can save you. I mean, if you're looking for the government to save you, folks, it ain't going to happen. I mean, it's been demonstrated over and over again. They try with, you know, everything they can back and forth and, you know, left and right. And it just no system can save you. You know, a church system can't save you, you know. But I'm not into deconstruction. That's a big word now. Deconstruction, you know. If it ain't working, tear it all down. You know, if it ain't working, just tear it down. No, I'm in restoration. I mean, I had a business one time called Walker Restoration. I see a piece of furniture, I can fix it. I can restore it. I can make it beautiful. And I think we have that ability in us to bring restoration and beauty to broken pieces, broken systems. We can be that light in the darkness in those times, the worst of situations. Oh my goodness. We've watched that over and over and over again in people's lives. Oh, I'm glad I'm surrounded by a group that still believes that, still holds on to that, still celebrates that. Joy to the world. Oh, we sang it this morning. The Lord has come. The Lord has come. It says right there, it says, this census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So really what it was, like I said, this is highly contested. You know, you have to be in the census so we can tax you more. We want everybody accounted for so we can put more taxation on them. Not a new idea, I guess. You know what I mean? It's a corrupt idea. So we can support our way of life and our wars and, you know, all these things and our taking over the world. You know, big guys with big ideas want to use you to support that kind of thinking. And they said, you have to. You have to. None of us like to hear that, do we? You got it. You have to. You're required. Well, they were. And it just shows me that that God can and his will come to pass even in an evil and corrupt time. It says, when the fullness of time had come. See, a fullness of time had come. It was time. It was time for God to show himself strong through the weak and the broken, of what they really could do, what could really change, what could bring change and joy and peace and love to the world. That's what you're all about. That's what we're here for. It's not about the government. It's not about the times. It's about what we're called to do in this hour, what I'm called to do in this hour, who I'm still supposed to be. And it says, so all went to register, everyone to his own city. Oh, think about the journey. Oh, think about the difficulty. Think about how just uncomfortable. Just think how, you know, it was just hard. But they had to comply or else. And not only did they have to comply with the taxation, they had to swear allegiance. It was part of swearing allegiance to Caesar Augustus. Oh, that's what they want. More, more, more. Always wanting more. More, more. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to a city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And we know what that is. That's called the city of bread. The city of bread. You know, he has bread that you know not of. And we know that. In time of adversity, time of trouble, time of lack, there's a bread of life that he brings to us to sustain us. Whew. To this hour. Mercy and grace that he's pouring out. Oh my goodness. You know, Sandy wrote a book about it. It's about the gap between how things are and how things are supposed to be. Get her book. Read it. There's a gap in that place. We're in that place, in that gap of how things are and how things are supposed to be. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? What do we fill that with? What do we fill that with? Despair, anger, frustration? Do we live in that place continually? Dissatisfaction? All those things? Not where we're supposed to live. See, we're on this journey. We're on this journey that this couple is taking, okay? This hard, arduous journey. Things aren't working out like they thought. This isn't how Joseph saw it, okay? Oh my goodness. But they're moving. They're moving together. And that's the thing. Are we moving together? Oh, I feel we are. I feel that so much as grace has been extended to me. in this hour. So much grace has been extended to one another. Oh, my goodness, it's just wonderful to be in a place where there's grace and love being extended. You know, it's not about being this or that. It's about being loved and being accepted in the beloved and making room. Making room in this hour. It says, he went to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Write it down. A miracle in a mess. How many messes have God helped you through? Oh, the messes God has helped me through. And it's standing in expectation of a miracle when the mess is at its worst. How many have ever been in that place? I think of you guys' kitchen. As I watch your kitchen, you know, how's it going over there, you know? Is it coming together? But you still had Thanksgiving. How wonderful, you know? They still opened the door. They still made room for the whole family to come. It wasn't perfect, but they were together. I love that. I love watching that. I love that, watching that, you know, unfold. I mean, I love watching people's lives unfold and going through the mess, but still returning to love, still returning to faith, still returning to hope. Oh, that's what these people need down in, you know, the southern states. They need to return to what is the basis of really what we say we believe. So it was while they were there that they were the days were completed for her to be delivered in the fullness of time. God's will came to pass. God's will came to pass. And we've been celebrating it for 2,000 years. Oh, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. Why, we're still lighting up our houses. Whew. I have never seen anything that had such a prolonged, wonderful effect on people's life as Christmas. Hope in this hour. People are lit up, and I love the idea that they want to buy gifts for one another. I can't stop Judy. She just keeps buying for the kids. She loves it. Why not? If you got it, buy. You know, spend. Bless people. If you got it, do it. I mean, it shows love. It shows all that we say we're about. Last night we were at my one daughter's house over on the west side, and they have this condo, but you can rent this big room. And we watched, what's that Express movie? What's it called? Polar. Yes, Polar Express. Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful show. You know, it's all about hope. It's all about love. It's all about not giving up. It's all about believing. Now, a lot of Christians will find fault with all that. I see God in it myself. I just see God all over it. Oh, my goodness. Just believe. Just believe. Oh, that's what we're called to do. Even in the mess, even in the trouble. Oh, Mary delivered a miracle in the middle of a mess. She delivered the miracle at the perfect time to imperfect people. To imperfect people. We got a lot of sinners in this room, you know that? Ooh, who need Christ the Lord. They don't need criticism or frustration or anger or judgment. They need Jesus. They really need Jesus. They need this King of Kings, this King of Peace, this King of Love, right in the middle of the mess. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a feeding trough. Move over, animals. And they did. Don't you love it, Gail? I mean, he came to the most lowly, and they moved over. They moved out of the way. They made room where there was no room at all. Whew. That's what God's trying to show us in our hearts. He's trying to show us to open our hearts. God wants to do a miracle here this morning and open our hearts to this season and this time. Bethlehem, the house of bread, the bread of life, came in a time of the greatest need. came in that time of the greatest need, the gap between how things are and how they're supposed to be. The bread of life. I know things aren't perfect, but there's something we can place in there. And it's this hope, this love, this joy in the gap. We can fill it with the wrong things like fear and frustration and anger and bitterness and hate and all those things. But that's not helping anybody. Oh, we got to fill it. We got to fill it with joy. We got to fill it with peace. We got to fill it with hope. We got to fill it with love. And Christmas is the perfect time to do that. Pour it out, Lord. Just pour it out. Pour it out in the fullness of time. He poured it out unto us. Oh. She brought forth a son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger because there is no room. No room for them in the inn. No room. It's marvelous. I'll tell you what happened in that cave. Actually, it's called a lambing cave. I read that. It's called a lambing cave. It's where the shepherds brought the sheep, the ewes, to birth their lambs. What a perfect picture. What a perfect picture. You know, when we were kids, we had sheep. We had 30, 40 sheep, and I always, it's my job to feed the sheep, water the sheep, you know, keep the sheep. And we always heard that the animals could talk on Christmas. I don't know where that came from. I don't know. Yeah, Willie's looking at me. What are you talking about? We didn't hear that story. We used to sneak out to the barn, you know, and just see if what they were saying. You know. What was that again? That's the cow. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. See, I still, what's it say in verse 18? It says, and those who heard it marveled. See, it's still a miracle. It's the miracle of incarnation. God with us. God entering in at the lowest door. He enters in at the lowest possible door for all of us. For all of us. It's a miracle. And those who heard it marvel at those things which he told were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them where? In her heart. And that's what God is trying to reach this morning. He's trying to reach our hearts. He's trying to have us open our hearts to make more room for those things that we need to bring healing to us. Look over in Psalm 51. This has been a prayer of mine for just so many years. Over and over again, like Christmas, we celebrate making room for Jesus in our hearts, making time for spiritual things, making time to tell our kids the story, making time for one another to celebrate and give gifts. It says, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Whew. Moving through the mess and expecting a miracle. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to purify the intentions of our heart. He's trying to purify the intentions of our heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. A pure heart. Advent is a time of renewal. To set our hearts in a new direction. To set our hearts in a new direction. It's the coming. We're preparing for the coming of the Lord. We want to prepare him what? Room. Prepare him room. I'm sure Doug will do that song before Christmas comes. Prepare. Yeah, Doug's going, what? I don't know that one. Prepare him room. That's what we're doing. We're preparing room for our Savior to come. Advent is a time of renewal. Christmas is a time of magnified grace in uncertain times. More grace, Lord. More grace for this hour we live in. More grace to love one another. More grace to be joyful, to be a blessing to those around us. More, Lord. Oh, create in us clean hearts. Renew a steadfast spirit in us. We're not quitting. And the family's an inspiration to me. They don't quit. They're not quitters. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Willie. Thank you, Judy. Thank you. Thank you for not quitting, for just being here, for always being in that steadfast spirit. Oh, through all the adversity, do not cast me away from thy presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. What? The spirit of joy, the spirit of love, the spirit of faith, the spirit of all this, the Holy Spirit that is trying to be ripped out of you at this time. Oh, I'm standing in there. I'm taking the hits. I'm standing in there, but I'm standing in faith. I'm standing in love. I'm standing in grace. Are you with me? I'm standing in there. I mean, we've taken some hits, but we still have the presence of God. Oh, and one another. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Whew. Oh, my goodness. July 17th, 1979. Oh, my goodness. Joy, joy, joy. Free at last. Free at last from the bondage of sin. Oh, and I never get over it. I never get over that fact, how much God has come in and restored my life, restored my family, restored those around me. It says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. God is so generous to pour out his love. Oh, if we'll just make room, if we'll just make room for his love to come in and just fill us, just make room this morning. As we pray, as we end in prayer, I want him to do a creative miracle in your heart and restore unto you the joy of your salvation. Oh, that's what I want for you this morning. To walk within my house with a perfect heart. That's my desire, to walk within this place with a perfect heart for those around me. How many times I've prayed that after I've gone off on my kids? Argue with my wife. Oh, Lord, I want to walk within my house with a perfect heart. Help me. I can't do it. I'm too weak. Help me. And he does. A time of restored hope. Oh, a coming home to our foundation of hope. And that's what we're talking about this whole month, is a coming home to hope, coming home to love, coming home to peace, coming back to the foundation, the joy of our salvation. Oh, it hasn't changed. It's still there. Regardless of what happens, we still can press into it and receive it and just be restored to that original intent, the original intent that God had for us. It says, then will I teach transgressors the way. Not now, then. You know, all your frustration, your anger, your fear does not teach anybody anything. It doesn't. That gap between how things are, how things are supposed to be. I mean, we've been in that place many times. Oh, my goodness. But what? We move in restored hope, restored joy, restored peace through the seasons of life. What's 2022 going to be for you, you know? Is it going to be a year of restored hope and joy and peace and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he can make it happen? He can do it. He is able. Oh, that's what I want to see. And sinners shall be converted to you. We got something, folks. We got something that the world needs, that those out there really need to see us moving in that kind of grace and peace and love. It says in, Jesus said in John 14, 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home and live in him. Whew. Oh, my goodness. That just excites me so much. That God, Emmanuel, God with us. You know, I have led you many times in the exercise of, you know, sitting, lifting your head, smiling at God, and know he's smiling back at you. Well, a couple of weeks ago, God took it to another level. He says, I'm smiling out of you. See, when we get it into our hearts, when we get it into our spirit that God loves us and is pleased with us, then we can just pour out that kind of love to anybody in any kind of situation, any kind of lifestyle. We can just pour out that unconditional love. Oh, can you make room? Can you make room this morning? I wrote this down at Saturday morning at 4 a.m. Every year, we celebrate and are reminded that this is a grassroots organization in a lambing pen, in a feeding trough. This is a complete grassroots situation, folks. It started out small, to the broken, to the humble, to the weak. That's how it is, and that's how it continues to be. Those who are sitting in darkness and who need to see this great light all over us, radiating from us, not just why do you think we decorate our houses? It's a sign of what's happening on the inside. It's shining forth to the outside world. It says, we're dedicated to bring the good news to those who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. We've all been there. We've all seen it. There's never been a time like this time that we're sitting in that place. We're sitting in that place. The lowly, the meek, the brokenhearted, the lost, the fearful, and the homeless. God wants to do a creative miracle in all our hearts this morning. All our hearts. Make room. Make room. And restore hope in somebody's life. Make room and restore peace. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Make room and restore joy to those you come in contact with. Joy to the world. Restore faith and restore love. Now I'm going to pray. And just as you received communion this morning, I want you to receive him afresh in your heart, the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace, the spirit of faith. I want you to open your hearts, just open your hearts, not your heads. No, you can't wrap your head around it. There's no way you can even wrap your head around it. If you try, it's just impossible. It's your heart he's after. It's your heart. So, Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, Lord, with open hearts. Maybe you just want to open your hands to him in a gesture of surrender. Let it be done unto me according to your word. That's what Mary said. A weak, fragile little girl said, so be it. Let it be done to me. Amen, amen. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Put everything aside. So, Heavenly Father, we just ask you this morning, We surrender our will to your will. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the fullness of time, at the perfect time in our hearts, so that we can be a witness of your love, your grace, your mercy, all those things that brought joy to the brokenhearted in that time, Lord, are still being poured out in this time. And we thank you for it. And everybody said, amen, amen. We have any announcements? No. Willie, you going to be ready next week? Willie, you'll have to come back. Yes, he's ready to go. I'll tell you, you don't want to miss it. Come back and hear Willie next week. Amen.